It's been an amazing week in the presidential race. Not one, but two potential game changers within 48 hours. We're joined by Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports. Paul, good morning.
How are you, Dick?
Doing great. Starting with the latest news first, the unemployment numbers are extraordinarily good news for President Obama, are they not?
Well, it certainly would appear that way. The 114,000 jobs created themselves is not a big deal. That is not a huge number. What is big, though, is the drop, of course, to 7.8%. I think that is a very psychologically important thing for the Obama campaign. It really now deprives the Republicans of the one thing they've been able to say for the last 4 years, and that is that unemployment has never gone below 8% for the president's entire term. So that one, a zinger, if you will, is now gone.
And that is a threshold, as you say, that's been written and talked about so much, that 8% level, and now we're below that. Now, we are hearing the Republican nominee, the former Massachusetts governor, saying the numbers are deceiving, and even some conspiratorialists saying they're fixed. What about that?
Well, Romney's point is accurate in the sense that so many people have left the workforce over the last 4 years. If the size of the labor force were the same as it was in 2009, the true unemployment rate, he says it would be 11%. Economists say it would be closer to 9%. So I think the devil is in the details there. Unquestionably, it would be higher. Now, as for this conspiracy claim, I think a lot of that stems from this tweet that was sent by Jack Welch, the former chairman and CEO of General Electric. Now, look, I have to tell you, Jack Welch gave me a job for many years, and I have such tremendous respect and affection for him. But that being said, I think that tweet was irresponsible and dishonest. In fact, Welch walked back from that comment later in the day. He said, well, I don't really have any proof. I think it's a bunch of...
All right, because I want to ask you quickly about the debate. The debate was extraordinary by most measure. Former Massachusetts governor, I should say, seemingly beating the president in the first of three debates. How do you size it up?
Oh, there's no question that Romney won the debate. Absolutely not. And the polls, in fact, reflect that. There's a new Reuters poll out that shows on a national basis, Romney has cut the lead from 6-2 on a national basis. And we'll see what other polls show. It could be, in fact, what George W. Bush did to Al Gore back in 2000. You'll recall that Gore had an 8-point lead that vanished within about 3 or 4 days after that first debate. So if it's something like that, boy, we're looking at a brand new race here.
Okay, and maybe we'll have a fun debate come October 11th, Paul. And that's when the vice president and the Republican vice presidential nominee debate foreign and domestic policy. Paul Brandis from West Wing Report.